Good morning and welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. And it's been a while since we covered Lancaster County and Amish country. And I thought maybe we'd do a show and get everybody up to speed on it. It's about, according to the websites that I saw, it was about an hour and a half from Philadelphia and about 2.5 hours from New York. So, you know, it's not a bad ride. And I'm going to approach it from a kind of a county overview of the kind of attractions and things you'll see there. And I don't know if there's going to be too much, and I might have to split it into two shows. But then in the future, what I want to plan to do is more of a community-by-community situation, because just Lancaster alone you can do a whole show on. But this is going to give you more of a variety, because if you're planning a trip, it's nice if you know ahead of time and you can, you know, work to set things up so you get to do what your top priorities are. And then the other times you go and you stay in an area and, you know, you do it like that. So all right, so let's start. We could talk a little bit about some of the tours in the area. There's something, the Herr, H-E-R-R, snacks, you know, the potato chip guys. You can do a factory tour of their site, and you get some nice, fresh, warm potato chips when you're out. So that's a nice little thing to do. I always was fascinated by, you know, basically canning things and all. There's a really nice tour, the Jam and Relish Kitchen at Kitchen Kettle Village, it's called, and that's in Ronk, PA. And they have different 70 different kinds of jams, jellies, and relishes that they can up, which is a nice little tour. And I found something called Best Kept Secrets Tour, and it's throughout the county, and it's like a shopping and food and adventure tour of up to like 40 off-the-beaten-path businesses. And that's kind of an interesting thing. So Best Kept Secrets Tour. So that's another way you can approach the area. And then I looked for some things. It doesn't have to be just family. I mean, it's just interesting things to do in the area. That these are things that I would be interested in doing. And a friend of mine just said, you know, I'd love to go to Lancaster and Amish country. So I'm doing this show really for him. So so Dwayne, if you're listening in, this is your ideas for your trip. And it'll save a lot of time, because I went through hundreds of pages of things to just pick out a couple things to fill in some time here. So this is the area where the Strasburg Railroad is located, and that's in Ronks, which is also Strasburg, PA. And you could take a really nice train ride, and it's considered America's oldest short line railroad. So that's a really nice thing to do. I found a place, it's called Refreshing Mountain Retreat and Adventure Center, and this is Stevens, PA. And they've got like zip lines. They've got an outdoor obstacle course. There's a climbing tower. There's archery. I used to love archery. I want to go sometime and just do the archery. Rappelling. My husband was big on mountain climbing. He'd probably get a kick out of that. They've got pedal carts and farm animals. So it just, you know, that might be a really nice place. And they also do cabin rentals, you know, if you want to have a family vacation that way and all. Then there's a choo-choo barn, which is called Train Town USA, and that's in Strasburg. They have this gigantic model train layout. Now, listen, picture this, 1,700 square feet of train displays, 150 handcrafted animated figures, 22 operating model trains. This is since 1961, folks. I think that would be a lot of fun to go see. A lot of biking. You like to do bikes. In Lititz, they have a place called the Bike Works. And they sell it, but they also rent bikes. And they'll give you like a guided bike tour. And they do off-road cycling courses. So if you're into bikes, Lititz Bike Works would be a nice place to check out. A unique attraction that I don't see in too many places that we talk about is Balloon Rides Daily, and it's the U.S. Hot Air Balloon Team. Okay, so the U.S. Hot Air Balloon Team, they do balloon rides every day, and that's in Burdenhand, and that's a nice, you know, I don't know too much about balloon rides, how involved they are or what they're, you know, what's involved with them. But that countryside over there is gorgeous. So I would think, you know, that might be fun to do. Then This is really unique. Painting with a Twist, it's called. It's in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And this could be a real fun time with the family or individuals or friends or, you know, a group. And they say you could bring a favorite beverage or a bottle of wine, and you paint along with their artist. And so they provide the painting supplies and artist instructions. You don't need any experience. I always wanted to learn to paint. That might be a really nice thing to do. I would call ahead of time, maybe, if you have to reserve for something like that. I'm not sure if you have to reserve, but the phone number they give, you might want to get a pencil. It's 717-947-7864. And that really looked very unique. So that's another nice place. Dutch Wonderland is a big family amusement park. That's in Lancaster. And that has 35 attractions, and that also has a water area. It's got live entertainment, and I think they open in May, and they're open through Labor Day, and then they're open on weekends into December, and that's a pretty big place. So if you like fun parks, that's a good thing. And I like this next one. My little nephew's going to like this, too. It's called the Snapology Discovery Center and Kids Indoor Play Center. It's in Lancaster, and it's an amazing, like an indoor play center where you can make all kinds of masterpieces that feature Lego building toys. There's interactive activities, and there's a lot of different kinds of educational play. And they also would allow you can drop your children off while you run errands, shop, or dine in or around the area. So that's the Snapology Discover Center. And some people like to go to magic shows. And now this is touted as being a Vegas quality but family friendly magic show. It's called Magic and Wonder. It's in Bird in Hand, PA, which is, you know, in the area. And there's somebody named Brett Myers who provides the Grand Illusions. There's also audience participation in it and comedy. And there's a... there's some packages with meal, you know, like meal show packages that are also available at the Bird in Hand Family Restaurant in Smorgasbord. So I don't know if that means they're doing two sites or if that is located at the other site. But that's nice when you can have dinner and a show also. That's interesting. I found a place called the Lancaster Playground. It's like a fenced area, but there's like 20 swing sets and a trampoline. It's totally free, and you can bring kids there, like from 9 to 5, Monday to Saturday, which is kind of a, you know, that's nice to have a place that you can take a break and go and have some fun on the swings and you know, the recreational stuff. So that's in Lancaster. Oh no, let's see, yeah, Strasburg. I'm sorry, Strasburg, where the trains are. Now, in Mannheim, Pennsylvania, is Nookside Stable. Now, Nookside Stable is the only horse riding adventure area in the Lancaster area, and it's got all ages, and there are guided horseback rides through obstacle courses, and now they have pony wagon adventures, which sounds a lot of fun, and that's a, you know, good hands-on experience for the whole family. And by the way, the word Mannheim, there's a huge auto auction over in that area. And we're here in the Hudson Valley, and everybody knows in the Newburgh area, the Mannheim, the Northeast auto auction is huge. And I think it's the same family. So I thought that was kind of fun that, you know, I recognize the name, and they do the auto auctions. Now, there's a place called the Little Country Store and Miniature Horse Farm. And these are miniature horses, and they're gentle, they're friendly, you can pet them. There's saddle rides and cart rides. And then you've got a little country store there that is going to have like Amish hand-painted products, like frame prints and pillows and birdhouses and different kinds of food. So that's a nice combination. Found a place where you can have pony parties. Now, I don't know if you take the party to them, or if you have another site, they'll come to you. But riding groom and play with the adorable ponies at your party, and they can decorate them, and you could choose a theme. So you can have a circus theme, or a western theme, or a unicorn theme, or a carousel theme. And you know, it sounds like a nice thing you can do if you know somebody that's having a party and you want to bring it to them. There's something called Bounce Craze. That's in New Holland, by the way. Bounce Craze is in Lancaster, and there's 9 bounce houses, slides, obstacle courses, and a toddler area. There's an arcade, and you know, that you get prizes, and there's a snack bar, and they also do birthday parties and group discounts and bounce rentals and fundraising things. So that sounds like fun. We've got something called the Sky Zone Trampoline Park in Lancaster, and they say they're the inventors of fitness fun. And they say all ages, sizes, and physical abilities, the joy that flying provides. And then it talks about for sky lovers, thrill seekers, and those that believe that jumping is freedom. So I'm wondering if that's jumping out of a plane or something. That's in Lancaster. Trampolines, you don't necessarily think of unless you're going to fall onto a trampoline. That's possible. There's the Hands-On House Children's Museum in Lancaster, which is self-directed exhibits for kids and their parents. Now, there's a lot of auctions that I saw going on over there. So one of them is called Roots Country Market and Auction. That's in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. There are things called, I think it's under the section that I have that have to do with shopping. There's called Mud Auctions, and they auction off all different kind of things. Now, that area also, I saw a number of carriage ride opportunities. And, you know, you always see the images of Lancaster with, you know, horse and buggies and things. Well, you could take carriage rides. And so, for example, one of them might be, it's a luxury carriage rides by Chateau Farm at Shady Maple. Shady Maple seems to be like a complex, and there's like a smorgasbord there. So you can take a relaxing scenic horse-drawn carriage ride there. And I guess that's the Welsh Mountains you're going to see. And they're $8 for an adult and $5 for children, and kids under 3 are free. And they also have a Cinderella carriage service if you're having a wedding or a special event. So I thought that was kind of cute. So you'll see a bunch of different carriage rides in different communities, and you might want to take advantage. That's a nice thing that you don't get to do too often. And, you know, we're in the Hudson Valley. I mean, you got to go to Central Park for something like that. There's not too many other ones around. I saw a lot of wineries and breweries. So if you like wineries and breweries, you should have a pretty good time. And I'm trying to think. Let's see. We'll go through a couple. The Mount Hope Wine Gallery and Rum Springa Crafts Brewery. That's in Burden Hand. And there's complimentary samples, and there's award-winning wines, and they also have Lancaster County ciders, and they go with snacks like beer, wine, cider, and you know they have a cafe there. You can have that, and you can also buy bottles or growlers to go. Moondancer Vineyard and Winery is in Wrightsville, Pennsylvania. Nisley Vineyards and Winery Estate is in Bainbridge, Pennsylvania. Paris Pub is in Marietta, Pennsylvania. Oh, that's my name. I got to go check out that town. The Pig Iron Brewing Company is in Marietta. And also the Black Forest Brewing Company, that's in Ephrata. And they have a beer garden at Brube's Brewery in Mount Joy. So a beer garden, I think, is like a German. So my guess is you're going to be able to get things like bratwurst and that kind of stuff there, too, if it's a beer garden. And then I saw the Grandview Vineyard, which is in Mount Joy. So once you get there, they have some really nice tourism centers. And you can also request a Lancaster County guide before you go if you want. You won't have any trouble finding wineries and breweries. There's a couple of specialized museums that are there. There's a Railroad Museum of Pennsylvania that's in Strasburg. So you could take a train ride, then you can go on the railroad, go to the museum. There's a group in Kinzers, Pennsylvania called Rough and Tumble Engineers Historical Society. You definitely want to check out that place. These guys have these steam engines, working engines. They have all kinds of events that they do over there. These are really, you know, they look like they're really, really, they're in operation and they're on display and they're antiques and they've got tractors and steam engines. So that sounds like a really nice stop. And that's in Kinzer, K-I-N-Z-E-R-S-P-A. There's a Bible History exhibits. Bible Histories exhibit in Ronx, which is Paradise, PA, and Institute of Bible and Scientific Studies. You can stop in there. They've got different exhibits. And there's an American military-edged weaponry museum. So military-edged weaponry. So I guess that's knives and things like that. That's in Intercourse, PA. Now, this region also has a lot of theater. So you're going to find, if you like theater, I think you're going to have a good time here because there's quite a bit of stuff going on. So I just want to give you a couple of the names that I saw that look pretty interesting. There's the Sight and Sound Theater. Now, this place is gigantic, and they have all kinds of religious-related stories. So they might, I think they have one going on now called Jesus. They had one with Noah and the Flood. Years ago, there was one that was a Christmas story. I did a bus group from here in the Hudson Valley over there, and that's in Strasbourg. Gigantic place, really, really top quality professional performance, and you know, it's like if you went down to New York City. There's also a place called the Dutch Apple Theater, or Dutch Apple Dinner Theater, and that's year round. They got live musicals performed by professional performers from across the country. The dining options you can have, like there's an all-American cuisine buffet Sunday to Wednesdays. They've got evening thing, all matinees. There's served dinners at your table on Thursday evenings. There's prime rib buffet Friday and Saturday evening. Boy, that sounds good. And then they got group rates if you have a party of 16 or more. So that's in Lancaster, Dutch Apple Dinner Theater. There's a Rainbows Comedy Playhouse, and everything in it is, you got fine dining, and you also have a comedy theater, so you can go and have a good laugh while you eat. There's Cavod Academy of the Arts, which is in New Holland, Pennsylvania, and they have it's a nonprofit company, and they produce family-centered performances. So to give you an example, like Winnie the Pooh, Miracle on 34th Street, Singing in the Rain, Dr. Dolittle, Beauty and the Beast, Fiddler on the Roof. So you're going to have to check and find out, you know, what's playing when. And they change, you know, every year. They're not always the same one. And they also get some of the magic show from Brett Meyer. So that's also over there. There's a place called Third Space Theater, which is murder mystery. So a lot of people like comedy mystery dinner theater. So that's a nice nice destination. And that's in it has various Lancaster County locations. So maybe they have them in different restaurants. Not sure because I haven't been to those yet. Now, interesting eating. Everybody's going to go out on vacation. You're going to go and try some places to eat. So one that I saw that looked interesting was Miller's Restaurant and Smorgasbord. Everybody likes Smorgasbord. That's in Ronx, which is Paradise, PA. They say it's part eatery and part history lesson. And it looks like it, you know, they have those voted best of kind of awards. It looks like it's gotten more than one of those. There's a place called DJ's Taste of the 50s Restaurant, which should tell it all. You're going to find 50 styles furnishing, the menu selections, you know, like probably the shakes and burgers and stuff like that, and music. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Then I found one called Prudhomme's Lost Cajun Kitchen in Columbia, Pennsylvania. That name, that is a very famous family of chefs that are from the Louisiana area, and I wonder if one of them might be up there in Columbia, Pennsylvania. But Cajun cooking, you don't see too many Cajun restaurants, so just wanted to let you know about that. And that's in Columbia, Pennsylvania. There's a place called Good and Plenty Restaurant Petting Zoo, and you're supposed to bring your family. There's you can feed the goats and the sheeps and ducks and chickens and all. Everybody likes barbecue, smokehouse barbecue and brews at Plain and Fancy Farm. So they've got authentic barbecue, and then they've got a lot of the Lancaster County favorites. So my guess is the Amish food. There's a place called Shady Maple Farm Market. And they have a place called the Maple Leaf Cafe, which is like a 160-seat cafeteria, and it's inside a full-service farm market. I'm trying to give you a variety of different kinds of food because not everybody likes the same thing. There's a place that sounded interesting called September Farm Cheese Factory and Country Market, and that's in Honeybrook, Pennsylvania. They have a lot of farm-to-table products, and you can also, you know, I should have added this to the tour section, you can watch them make cheese. They give out free samples, There's a sandwich shop that has like a breakfast, lunch, dinner thing. And I guess they have a coffee co-op that has coffee drinks and things. So that sounded pretty interesting. I love country farm markets. So, you know, the bakery, I bet, is great. They've got an ice cream place there. So I think that's worth a shot. And I don't know how long anybody's going to be there, but, you know, you can plan on wherever you like. A traditional fine dining place might be nice to include, the Log Cabin, which is in Leola, Pennsylvania. And it goes back to 1933. And it's a country atmosphere. And I was impressed because they had things like lobster and fresh seafood, as well as steaks and a lot of new dishes. And they also have a popular Sunday brunch, and they have a children's menu. And from what I understand, they do outdoor dining as well and private parties. So that's the Log Cabin. Now, ice cream, you got to get some ice cream. So there's Hayloft ice cream and soft pretzels. So hand-dipped ice cream, and then there's, you can feed the ducks at the pond. A lot of ice cream places around, so you shouldn't have any trouble finding ice cream places. And I found a place called Emma's Gourmet Popcorn, and that's in New Holland, Pennsylvania, and they have gourmet popcorn. That sounds like a lot of fun. Shady Maple Smorgasbord is considered Lancaster County's largest smorgasbord, and they do a lot of authentic Pennsylvania Dutch cooking, and they said it's an elegant atmosphere. And listen to this. If it's your birthday, you get a free meal on your birthday with the purchase of another adult meal. So you got somebody with a birthday, why don't you take them to Lancaster and take them out to dinner, huh? That's 5 to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and they're closed on Sundays. Yoder's Restaurant and Buffet is in New Holland. I don't know, when we did the story on the Lehigh Valley, Yoder restaurants were pretty popular, and they were all over. So I'm wondering if this one is part of that group. And that's in New Holland. Donuts, Ducks Donuts in Lancaster is made-to-order donuts, warm and delicious. And then if you like bakeries, there's in Leola, there's also there's Byers Butterflake Bakery. They had quite a bit of things. Now, you got to get some Italian cooking over there somewhere. So there's Carlini's Italian Restaurant, which is in Blue Ball, Pennsylvania. And you've got La Piazza Italian Family Restaurant, which is in Honeybrook. And I wanted to put a sandwich place in. There's a place called Isaac's Famous Grilled Sandwiches. And that's in Ephrata, but from what I understand, there's seven restaurants in Lancaster County. So Famous Grilled Sandwiches, Isaac's, maybe that's worth trying. They also do takeout and catering. So that'll give you some places you might want to think about dining. And remember, this show is archived on the website, www.realhv.com. So if you're driving when you're listening, just, you know, when you get home, our tech guy, you know, in within a couple of days, it'll be up on the website, and you can go listen again with a pencil and take some notes, okay? Now, interesting shopping. I want to put some shopping in there. And this Strasburg Spring Auction and Mud Sale, they have like day-long events with 8 or 10 different auctions, and they go on simultaneously, and there's multiple tents, and quilts, furniture, antiques, tools, farm equipment, shrubbery, all kinds of stuff, lots of food, you know, and you have to check when it is. I know they begin in February, so, but, you know, when you're, I'm sure it goes right through into the fall, I would hope. But you could check that out, Strasburg Spring Auction and Mud Sale. Why they call them a mud sale, I'm not too sure. But anyway, Schmucker's Quilts. You're going to see a lot of places that sell quilts. If you want to buy a quilt, these are great gifts. Go into these stores, and they're beautiful displays. And this one in particular is on an Amish farm. And this lady, Rachel Schmucker, has over 100 quality, colorful quilts. And they're made by local Amish and Mennonite women. And there's also wall hangings, pillows, and a lot to see. I'm going to wrap it up. I want to do a part two. I've got more to go through, and I think we can fill another show. So this is Marietta Allen. I'm going to finish up part one of Lancaster County, and we'll be back next week with part two. Have a great week. God bless. Bye-bye.